The northwest corner of Alabama has been the home of some of the most legendary legislators in Alabama history. The legendary Rankin Fight. Mr. Rankin Fight was the king of pork. He was the House Speaker from Hamilton up in Marion County. Now, you talk about a pork king. If you think the press had a field day with Bedford, today's media would have gone berserk with old Rankin. Old Rankin Fight was one of a kind. Mr. Fight served one term in the Senate during the Big Jim Folsom era, and he was a Big Jim man. However, he moved to the House of Representatives and served five terms, including two stints as Speaker during the 1950s and 60s. You know, modern-day speakers run a fairly tight ship, especially Seth Hammett, some like him. There's order and decorum. Not so during Rankin Fight's days. He had an open-door policy. Anybody could just walk on the floor of the House for any reason. There was no protocol. Rankin liked the confusion because it gave him more power. But folks, if you crossed old Rankin, you better watch out. He had a memory like an elephant and believed in rewarding his friends and punishing his enemies. Governor Big Jim Folsom wanted Fight in the Speaker's chair. And after old Folsom left, Fight landed on his feet and got in with the Wallaces. Wallace supported Fight and kept him on as Speaker of the House during his first term and even during Little Lean's term. In his second term, though, Wallace stabbed old Rankin in the back and made Sage Lyons a silk stocking closet Republican Mobile Speaker. Rankin never got used to being put back on the floor like a common House member after being Speaker for so long. And so he decided after that term to go home. He'd moved most of the Capitol up to his hometown anyway. Rankin had practically rebuilt his hometown of Hamilton with new streets and sewer systems. He even got state funds to build an airport for Hamilton that would rival any airport or city's 10 times its size, so he could fly his private plane to and from the Capitol and wouldn't have to drive. It was simply unbelievable how much pork he brought home in northwest Alabama. As a boy in the 1960s, I was a House page, and I'd watch old Rankin carefully. Although he was beginning to suffer from palsy, and his hand would shake uncontrollably with the gavel, it hadn't affected his mind. One day, this rambunctious, young, loquacious representative from Birmingham, who was always ranting and introducing bills, wanted recognition. Nobody seemed to like him much, especially Rankin. Rankin would ignore the young whippersnapper till everybody else had already been recognized. One day, the fellow had a real buzz on. He had a bill that was going to change Alabama's entire tax system. Fight, one of the crushes and craftiest in the history of the legislature, automatically, shaking his head, says, "I send this young fellow's bill to the Highway Safety Committee." This confused me because I'd learned that all revenue bills go to the Ways and Means Committee. So I asked my mentor, "When and where does the Highway Safety Committee meet?" He looked at me wryly and said, "It don't meet. It was Rankin's private graveyard committee. He was the only member. He was chairman, and they never met. So if he didn't like you and your legislation, your agenda met with a quick and permanent death in the old Highway Safety Committee." Thank y'all for listening.